This is Rochester Speaks this morning, talking about a local treasure, a place that I know many of us have been. They call it the Grand Canyon of the East for a reason. It is majestic, and it's got to be one of the best state parks in the country. I am John Gehring, joined today by Carol Rathman, as well as Conrad Baker and David Mapes. Carol and Dave are members of the Friends of Letchworth State Park, Carol being the president, and Dave is a board member. And then Conrad, he's an environmental educator, so we're going to learn from him today, too. Carol, Conrad, Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to join me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk with Carol first, because I'm curious about the history of this organization, the Friends of Letchworth, because this is something that has done a lot of great work in the community.
Well, we were founded back in the year 2000 and June, and we've been growing, and we're a very active group here. We do many projects for the park that we love. Our recent project that we're working on, we're doing a series of videos on the Iroquois culture, portraying their life. We were working with Perry Ground, who's a well-known Native American storyteller. And he had a professional crew come out and take pictures and do filming. So we're excited to see that. We're still working on that. And then our next project, we want to restore more of the stone picnic tables from the Civilian Conservation Corps era, this time at Upper Falls. We've done Wolf Creek. We've done Tea Table. We've done the east side of the park. And now we really want to concentrate on Upper Falls.
And one of the things that stands out for the Friends was in the very beginning, the Friends were organized to preserve the legacy of the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was started in 1933 by President Roosevelt, to put people to work and to help communities and civic organizations and states with projects of all types. They planted over a billion trees. They did water conservation projects. They worked in parks all across the country, national parks and state parks. But our particular focus was to preserve the legacy here in Letchworth. So our first project was to gather funds and put up a statue of a civilian conservation boy, man, in our park, which would demonstrate to visitors that many of the improvements and infrastructure of this park were created by the Civilian Conservation Corps. So that was the beginning and the impetus of the Friends' work. And after that, we branched out into many different things.
This park is huge. I mean, there is so much to see here. It's not your typical state park. For somebody maybe visiting for the first time, I know I've been there various times, so I kind of know all the neat spots, all the falls and some of the cool trails there. But where would you recommend somebody who's visiting for the first time go check out a must-see place? Because you certainly can't see it all in one day.
Well, certainly if you've never been to Letchworth State Park before, you got to go see those big waterfalls. The big three are Upper Falls, Middle Falls, Lower Falls. There are abundant hiking trails to see them from many different angles. You can spend a whole day just meandering between those three. And someone who is just coming for the first time, they always make a beeline straight for those big falls. And who could blame them? But like you say, the park is huge. It's about the same acreage as Manhattan Island here. So it is incredible, about 14,350 acres, about 70 miles of hiking trails. If you've been here a bunch of times and you've seen the falls, you felt the spray on your face cooling off, another really good hot spot to get into is Wolf Creek, a tea table area. Not only will you see some beautiful forested canyon edges at the northernmost edges of the Great Bend Canyon, but you'll also see some pretty cool stone tables restored by the Friends of Letchworth. And if you're a super deep diver into the history of the Genesee Valley and Letchworth State Park, I always recommend visiting the Council Grounds, which is a place that William Prior Letchworth himself in the 1800s tried to begin preserving as a museum area, trying to gather artifacts and buildings from the Native American and European contact period and colonial period, and preserve them for people to come visit. Some of those structures are still there today.
There is something for everyone here at the park. Conrad just mentioned the history. A moment ago, we talked about the legacy of the Civilian Conservation Corps, but this park also contains some old growth forests. If anyone is interested in trees and herbiculture, you can see some magnificent examples of trees here in this park of almost every variety, where you're not going to see them other places. In fact, our park has started a project to bring back a series of chestnut trees, which were killed by a fungus back in the 1930s. And we have several places here in the park where chestnut trees are planted. They are thriving, but they are a hybrid from the original.
And a great place to go and check out old growth trees, as David was saying, is that Council Grounds area. And I mentioned that is a great trailhead to Trail 2 and Trail 2A, the Trail 2, the Mary Jemison Trail. It's an excellent place to go see some of that old growth, big old trees. And then don't forget when you're out in the canyon areas, in the Portage Canyon, the Great Bend Canyon, and the High Banks Canyon in the north, check at the edges of the cliffs and you'll see some really stunted, scraggly looking bushes. Those are some of the oldest trees in the park. Some of them are definitely over 500 years old.
Wow, that's amazing. That was long before the park.
And
Conrad, you did mention briefly that there's the actual person named Letchworth, and the park has been around for almost a couple hundred years. Talk a little bit about just a little bit more into the history and delve into where the name Letchworth came from and why we have this beautiful place here right in our backyard.
We have had whole winter lecture series about Mr. Letchworth, his life and his legacy. The super Cliff Notes version is that William Prior Letchworth was a very successful businessman and an industrialist in the city of Buffalo, New York. And he made his fortune at in an iron and steel machine parts factory that mostly made parts for carriages. And later, as technology changed, made parts for locomotives and trains. And he became so independently wealthy that he started to look around Western New York, especially, for a place to establish a summer estate, get away from the humdrum of the city. And what some folks have maybe heard a little bit about, but is difficult to make as direct a connection, is Mr. Letchworth was raised Quaker, which is it's significant that his upbringing was very much focused on doing right by your fellow man, as they would have said back in the day, basically get very involved in charities. So Mr. Letchworth took that very seriously, became the president of the New York State Board of Charities. And as he developed this palatial country estate and mansion, he always in the back of his mind had his legacy kind of, you know, percolating. And he was thinking about what he would do with this property once he had developed it from a more agricultural industrial area from the 1850s and earlier into this beautiful place, this recreational area that he knew as Glen Iris. And as a man who never married and never had kids, he chose in the end to donate Glen Iris, his beautiful estate, to the state of New York to establish it as one of the first state parks in the country.
It was one of the first and remains one of the best.
You look too.
The best. Yes, and I'm pretty sure it's been proven multiple times, right? Talk a little bit about some of the titles and awards that Letchworth has won, just to give us some perspective of how great this park is. Really, like I was saying, on the level of a national park, but right here in New York as a state park.
Yeah, there were, you know, every few years there's a public poll, and you know, there are a lot of really, really cool publications that have given us really nice props, which is very humbling, but it's all thanks to the artwork of the Genesee River. My goodness. Most prominently what people think of is the 2015 USA Today poll. That it was a Reader's Choice Award that the readers of USA Today magazine, they chose Letchworth State Park among all the state parks in the country as number one in the nation. Now, keep in mind that that doesn't include any national parks, but just state parks in America, Letchworth was voted number one. There have been other polls since then, and to be honest, you know, to a great extent, due to the work of the Friends of Letchworth, Letchworth State Park has added many different preservation projects, and due to the support of New York State Parks and Historic Preservation, we've added a lot of amenities since 2015. So since then, there have been several polls from National Geographic, Outdoor Magazine, and a lot of other publications down through the media ecosystem that have really given some very warm accolades to the park and just the beautiful natural landscape and all that there is to do here. I think what really sets Letchworth State Park apart, besides, of course, the natural beauty, is all of the adventures that you can have here. Whitewater rafting, hot air ballooning. You can bring your horse, you can bring your kayak, disc golf course. There are many, many playgrounds for kiddos. It's a really special place that a lot of people enjoy. And really, as David was saying, there really is something for everybody.
And we do have, it's called the ANT, it's the Autism Nature Trail, that's come into being in the last two or three years. And it's a wonderful place to take your children with several stations, especially if they're autistic, you know, and it just, it's wonderful to have it here. It's a great asset to the park.
We could do a whole hour just on the Autism Nature Trail, but it is.
You might as well follow up with that. Yeah.
I think we should. We should. That's a big deal. It is the first, nature trail in deep nature of its kind in the country.
Well, our friends group, although we originally started to preserve the legacy of the Civitan Conservation Corps, has branched out into many different areas. I know Carol mentioned our refurbishing of the stone tables around the park, but we have also supported the park, which is our mission, to support the park in every possible way. We've supported the park with signage and kiosks in different areas. So when you go to those kiosks, you can look at maps, you can get information about trails and places to go and things to do throughout the park. We also have promoted many different areas with benches and for people to sit and relax. We have also tried very hard to make places accessible, and we're working on that in a couple of different areas. Plus, the Friends have used their money to help the park in places where things may have been difficult for the park to accomplish under their budget. For instance, we helped with a roof on one of the pavilions on Kissel Trail, because, you know, it was just being ignored. Park didn't have it in their budget, but we supported it. That's what the Friends do.
We also have an amazing trail crew that helps the park do different projects in different areas of the park.
Sounds like there's so many great initiatives that the Friends of Letchworth does. But I hear that you're actually separate from the park, yet you do so much for the park. How are the Friends then funded?
We rely a lot on donations from people, memberships. We just participated in the United Way Rocks a Day, where we asked for donations. So we thank everybody that donated to that. But we do have fundraisers throughout the park throughout the year, where we have our booth and we sell food and merchandise. We have our own grills, so we grill hot dogs. And our treasurer, Jan Borman, has this theater-style popcorn maker that's always a hit. You know, so we raise money that way. We're all volunteer group. None of us are paid. We have 16 board members and 4 officers. We work, I guess the success of our group is teamwork. We, you know, there's a saying, teamwork makes the dream work. And that's certainly true of our group. Our park manager, Doug Kelly Jr., hosts the meetings for us. We meet every third Saturday of every month, and he hosts the meetings. And since COVID, we've offered the option to attend via WebEx or phone, so you can attend virtually. You know, but, you know, he's right there, and we just, you know, discuss things and mention things, and we just work wonderfully together. I mean, you know, we can agree to disagree, you know, but our focus is on what's best for the park. We all love our park, and we want to do what's, you know, as much as we can to help the park and to contribute to the park. And
we do a little bit of advertising for our special fundraising functions. We usually do something in the summer or in the early summer. That would be the balloon rally, and we have a booth there to sell food at the balloon rally at the end of May. Then later in the summer, we support other activities like Native American Day. And then later in the year, we support an activity in the fall, and we sell hot dogs around Columbus Day weekends when the park is visited heavily by the leaf peepers. And in the spring, we support a pancake breakfast right around the end of March. And we invite people from all over to come to the park to do a couple of things. One, have a great breakfast. Two, learn about maple syrup making, which is done right here in the park. So some great things for kids and families. It's always a place where you can find something to do, either energetic-wise or just looking over the view of this beautiful gorge. You can always find something that you will enjoy here.
Right. And with the help of Brianne Blazek from the Endlessly Outdoors Company and Perry, we have had two disc golf tournaments so far. And plans for the future, working with the park again, we plan to have the disc golf course up at the north end of the park.
Is the law pool
something, you know?
Yeah, a lot to be excited about, and certainly visiting Letchworth is a treat all year round. As we get to the holiday season in the winter, I know it's not the first thing on everybody's mind to run out to the state park, but it's still a gorgeous place. I know the fall is an absolutely beautiful time to visit Letchworth, but really all year round, wouldn't you say, is appropriate to come see the beauty that we have here?
Definitely.
Even in January, we have the first day hike, New Year's Day. And we invite everyone to come. We generally have some hot beverages and cookies and a water. We support the people that come. And the park provides guides for several different hikes on that day, which are well attended. Last year, we had several hundred people come for first day hike.
Wow. Rain or shine, right? Or snow or slates?
Our friends group provides awesome refreshments afterwards.
That's amazing. The Friends of Letchworth State Park, Carol, President, Dave, board member, and Conrad, an environmental educator down there at Letchworth. Thank you so much for your time. And we hope to talk with you again sometime as you have events popping up that the public can participate in.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Yeah, we appreciate the time.